local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two, it is 5:12 here at News Radio Pensacola. Another really nice afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon. We appreciate it. Last hour, we had Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright on the program with about a two and a half hour discussion during today's committee meeting about the incorporation of Navarre. Should that go to a straw vote in November? If you missed that, we'll replay that coming up at 6:35. Of course, you can always check out the podcast page on newsradio923.com. This hour, a full rundown of all of today's top headlines, starting with our top three stories. The White House says that Hamas has agreed to a proposed ceasefire.
There has been a response from Hamas to the hostage deal. We're currently reviewing that response, and we're discussing it with our partners in the region.
Now, that is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby telling reporters that U.S. officials are reviewing the response from Hamas and are discussing it with regional partners. This just in. Reports say Israel has begun its Rafah offensive after rejecting an Hamas ceasefire agreement. Israeli Defense Forces say the IDF is currently conducting targeted strikes against targets in eastern Rafah in southern Gaza. So we talked last hour about how there had been some mixed messaging coming from the region, as you had on the one hand the White House saying, yes, there is a ceasefire agreement there from Hamas agreeing to Israel's deal. Israeli leaders earlier today saying, No, we rejected Hamas's offer because it didn't go far enough. And then there was also reports of a phone call with the president and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, urging him not to go forward with the military operation. Now just in, Israel has started that offensive in Rafah. So that's a lot of messy stuff going on there. Also, the White House today confirming it's aware of a U.S. soldier that's been detained in Russia.
The soldier's reportedly accused of stealing, but it's not clear if the charges are legitimate. He had been stationed in South Korea and traveled to Russia on his own. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters there wasn't much they could say about the case currently. A number of Americans are detained in Russia, including former Marine Paul Whelan and Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right, that's a look at our top three stories. Local headlines right after traffic and weather.
All righty. Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Luckily, not a ton going on the roads right now, at least from what I can see. We maybe have some backups if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis. Also have, you know, just a typical evening traffic on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound on a Pine Forest approaching I-10. Outside of that, it's just going to be a little bit of backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and some issues still on Caroline Street. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather is warming up, but along the coast, we will have a breezy south wind that's going to keep things feeling a little cooler for those coastal areas. That south wind also will cause a high risk of rip currents as we head through the next several days. High temperatures are going to run mainly in the mid to upper 80s for the inland areas, so warmer for those inland spots. Overnight lows will be pretty close to 70 degrees, and there really isn't much of a chance for any rain. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking at our local headlines today, a local jewelry store owner says he's out around $300,000 after multiple suspects broke into his kiosk last week at the Cordova Mall.
They took over 2 kilos of the gold. I wasn't so sorry about the money I lost because money is come and goes, but the time I spent to make all that was more painful than actual money.
And that is the owner, Farzan, who owns Farzan Jewelry, talked with Channel 3 there. He says some of the suspects pretended to be customers earlier in the day Tuesday before returning after the mall closed and hid underneath the black covering that he put over the kiosk. PPD says they're looking for multiple suspects and photos have been shared to social media. Lengthy meeting in Santa Rosa County today, ending with no action being taken by the commissioners. The board heard from dozens of speakers, both opposed and in support of incorporating Navarre. The item was added to the agenda by Commissioner Ray Eddington at the request of State Representative Joel Rudman, who was looking for a non-binding straw vote to be added to November's ballot.
What we have today is, from what I'm gathering, is Dr. Rudman went to Ray, Mr. Eddington, asked him to put it on the ballot when it's not his authority to. Basically, what we can do is, it's a non-binding, we could put anything we want on the ballot. We could put If You Like Ice Cream on the ballot. But it doesn't mean that it's binding.
Commissioner James Calkins and other board members agreed that the decision should be up to citizens. However, a straw poll should be based on complete and accurate information that hasn't been properly hashed out. Meanwhile, legal bills continuing to pile up in Escambia County with last week's agreement to pay out $5 million to settle a lawsuit with former medical director Ramey Edler. The PNJ reporting today that over $9 million has been spent in settlements just in the last 3 years. A shooting overnight. Pensacola police say that officers were called to I and Intendencia Streets at around 2:40. They found a female victim that had been shot in the head. Thankfully, her injuries were not life-threatening so far. Police do not have any information on potential suspects. We'll take a break there at 5:18. Back with state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Famously, the Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." What was it that the Apostle had to forget? Possibly the fact that before his conversion, he consented to the death of Stephen. Before Paul met Jesus, Paul was a blasphemer and a persecutor, and the Bible says he was injurious, which is the idea of harmful. When Paul says, "Forgetting those things which are behind," he is saying you don't have to let the failures of your past, no matter how devious, define your future. Forget those failures and reach forward to a future full of opportunity to serve Christ. Jesus wants to graciously liberate you from a life of guilt over sin and bad decisions. So call upon him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors. Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own blues and soul singer Jordan Chase takes the stage. Jordan was featured on The Voice and American Idol. He's currently working on his first album with a Grammy Award-winning team from Nashville. See Jordan Chase at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, Joe and Austin on a Monday. Thanks so much for tuning in here right now, sitting at about 78 degrees. Not going to get too much cooler, maybe around 72, 73, partly cloudy. A full weather forecast with Allen's coming up here in a couple of moments and a check of the roads as well. Taking a quick look here at some state headlines. A fairly light day in state headlines today. That surprised me on a Monday. The company that operates 8 Florida hospitals filed for bankruptcy protection today.
For some reason or another, because we cannot get a straight answer out of them, they claim that things did not work out the way that they had anticipated, whether it was the price of the sale that they had from tenant or the contingencies from other hospitals they were trying to fill.
Stewart Healthcare filed for bankruptcy, calling it necessary to avoid disrupting patient care. They say insufficient reimbursement by government payers, skyrocketing labor cost and inflation led to the decision. They operate medical centers in Miami-Dade, Broward, Brevard, and Indian River counties.
And the estranged husband of a South Florida woman who disappeared while in Spain earlier this year is now in custody. Federal agents arrested David Nezovich at the Miami International Airport on Saturday after he returned from a month-long trip to his home country of Serbia. Authorities believe he is involved in the disappearance of his wife, that's Anna Marie Nezovich Hanau, last February. Police say that she was visiting Madrid to get away from her home in Fort Lauderdale while she goes through a divorce. The search for her is still underway.
Florida Division of Emergency Management is proclaiming the first week of May Hurricane Preparedness Week.
Hurricane Preparedness Week is a community-level activity, but yeah, we certainly encourage every sector of the community to be a part of it.
Hurricane season begins June 1st, so National Weather Service meteorologist Robert Moyeda says it's time to develop a plan if you live in an evacuation zone. It only takes one storm.
Peak of hurricane season is August, September, and October. That's especially the time where here in South Florida we really need to be ready, because historically speaking, that's the time of the hurricane season when we've been hit most frequently by hurricanes.
Also, stock up on items on your hurricane checklist and don't let your guard down until the season ends in November. Karen Curtis, Miami.
And a lawsuit is going after a Central Florida bar where a mass shooting took place last week. It was filed by one of the 10 people who were injured during a pool party at Cabana Live in Sanford last Thursday. The victim is accusing the business owners, event promoters, and security at the restaurant of negligence, and they are asking for a jury trial and at least $50,000 in damages. Police say a 16-year-old has been arrested and charged with attempted murder in connection to the incident. Exactly 5:25 here, we will get another quick check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, still have a little bit of backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and still have some if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, though, the only spots are going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway if you're, well, we did have a little bit if you were traveling westbound from Windhaven Beach, but that has seemingly cleared up, so yay. And the same can be said if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River. There's still some congestion over there, but it is seemingly lessening at this time.
The weather is warming up, but along the coast, we will have a breezy south wind that's going to keep things feeling a little cooler for those coastal areas. That south wind also will cause a high risk of rip currents as we head through the next several days. High temperatures are going to run mainly in the mid to upper 80s for the inland areas, so warmer for those inland spots. Overnight lows will be pretty close to 70 degrees, and there really isn't much of a chance for any rain. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Thank you. 5:26 now. Looking at our national headlines, millions in the Midwest and the Central Plains on alert for possible tornadoes today into tomorrow. Forecasters say heavy Thunderstorms packing large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes will impact a widespread area from South Dakota to North Texas. Looking, I want to say it was around 25, 30 minutes ago, the National Weather Service had the map, or maybe it was Alan in the forecast talking about it, that some areas of Oklahoma were under that National Weather Service level 5 out of 5. So they were like, yeah, you're getting tornadoes, so prepare accordingly. So obviously wishing the best for folks there that they stay safe, because 5 out of 5, that's not good.
Well, yeah, you're getting tornadoes, said the forecaster. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders will run for a fourth term in the Senate. Sanders said today that the coming election is the most important national election in our lifetimes, and he added that we must fight to make sure that we remain a democracy. 82-year-old is the second oldest member of the upper chamber behind Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who's 90.
Hmm. Donald Trump insinuating that he's willing to go to jail on principle.
This judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close.
That was him after trial recess for today. He says the prosecution told the judge they need 2 to 3 more weeks to make their case. Trump says it should have already ended, and it's, of course, politically motivated, trying to keep him off the campaign trail.
And a baby abducted from a New Mexico park on Friday where her mother and another woman were found dead has luckily been found alive. The FBI said a suspect in connection to the incident is now in custody. According to police, the two women had apparent gunshot wounds where they were found near a minivan. Police said Sunday that the fathers of both children are working with the investigation team.
Columbia University will not hold its main graduation ceremony.
We have to restore some sense of normalcy. We have to, you know, work around the chaos and the people's legitimate right to protest.
The decision to cancel the commencement came after, of course, weeks of pro-Palestinian protests, and they last week decided to bring all classes virtual for the rest of the year as well.
And police in Pennsylvania are investigating after a person who was found shot to death last night at the home of a man who earlier in the day had tried to shoot a pastor in church. Live stream viewers of Sunday morning services at the Jesus' Dwelling Place Church in North Braddock, just outside of Pittsburgh, yesterday saw 26-year-old Bernard Polite step up in front of Pastor Glenn Germany and pull a gun. Germany says the gun jammed and viewers saw a church deacon tackle Polite, who was later arrested.
Yeah, that was crazy video. Saw that on Twitter yesterday. Ugh. The remains of 3 people found near a Mexican fishing port, identified as the trio of missing surfers from the U.S. and Australia. The bodies are those of brothers Jake and Callum Robinson and American Jack Rode. The Ensenada Medical Examiner's Office says the trio were killed by gunshot wounds to the head. They were on a surfing and camping trip about 60 miles south of Tijuana, where cartels are known to frequent. That's tough news there. Looking again at recapping our top 3 stories, the White House confirming Hamas agreed to a proposed ceasefire. And then just within the hour, reports say Israel has begun its Rafah offensive after rejecting the Hamas ceasefire agreement. So a little bit of confusion, confusing reports coming out of Israel this evening. The White House confirming it's aware of a U.S. soldier that's been detained in Russia as well. 5:30 Fox News update. We're back with sports headlines, health, business, and science, pop culture as well. Wait till you hear who's sponsoring the latest bowl game.
I'm John Saucier. Former President Trump weighing in on his Manhattan hush money trial after leaving the courtroom. The judge has threatened the former president with jail time for violating a gag order imposed on him.
This judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day.
Well, Columbia University canceling its main commencement ceremony due to concerns about pro-Palestinian protesters. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says violent protest is against the law.
We feel for each of the graduates, and we're going to continue to reiterate the president's comments and statements and what we've said from this podium to call for protests peacefully.
Last week, the NYPD arrested about 100 student demonstrators occupying a building at Columbia. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now.
Last Friday's April jobs report was weaker than expected, and that could be a signal that the economy will slow in coming months. Richmond Fed President Tom Barkin today said such a development will also certainly help cool inflation. At an event in South Carolina, Barkin said he's optimistic that today's restrictive level of interest rates can take the edge off demand in order to bring inflation back to our target. After notching solid gains last week, stocks extended that advance today. Technology shares particularly strong. The Dow Industrials rose 176 points, the S&P 500 added 53, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite jumped 193, or 1.2%. Disney will be in focus in the Tuesday market session. The media and entertainment giant is slated to report quarterly results before the opening bell. Analysts generally expect Disney to post a per-share profit of $1.10, revenue above $22 billion. Crocs and Duke Energy also report in the morning.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. The Magic Cavs series ended up going 7 and concluded yesterday when Donovan Mitchell carried the Cavs to come back from nearly a 20-point deficit to advance to round 2. My biggest takeaway from the series is even though the Magic lost, clearly their future is bright. Paolo Banchero went from Rookie of the Year award winner to an All-Star in year 2, and if you're a free agent, you should consider teaming up with Banchero, Franz Wagner, and Jalen Suggs this summer. I'm Zach Gelb.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, Climatech.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Severe weather can strike at any time. Anytime.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Anytime.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
After all the jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. I knew that was going to be a ballad. It's a bit more jazzier than what I typically expect from Jimi Hendrix, but whatever. You learn something new every day. Just past 5:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Services now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here, still not a ton going on that we wouldn't expect at this hour. Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, we got some pretty heavy backups developing there. Pine Forest Road, still dealing with some backups if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, still going to give you some problems as well. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Caroline Street. We did have some problems if you were traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and a little bit eastbound if you were just passing Avalon Boulevard, but luckily both of those areas have seemed to have cleared up.
The weather is warming up, but along the coast, we will have a breezy south wind that's going to keep things feeling a little cooler for those coastal areas. That south wind also will cause a high risk of rip currents as we head through the next several days. High temperatures are going to run mainly in the mid to upper 80s for the inland areas, so warmer for those inland spots. Overnight lows will be pretty close to 70 degrees, and there really isn't much of a chance for any rain. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 5:39 here at News Radio Pensacola, taking a look at what's happening in sports tonight. Austin?
Well, let's see. Not a ton going on, just a bit more of the same. We got the semis, though, in both the NBA and NHL playoffs in full swing here. We got a TNT doubleheader tonight on the NBA side of things. Pacers at Knicks at 6:30, so in just under an hour. That's going to be followed by Timberwolves at Nuggets at 9. The Timberwolves took game one, but I do believe Rudy Gobert is questionable, last I heard, for that game. So that's going to be a big loss there if he does not show. NHL playoffs, we got just one semifinal matchup, Bruins at Panthers at 7 o'clock on ESPN. You sound like you were going to say something.
Oh, it's just the Panthers have been sitting around waiting for a little bit here. Yeah. The Bruins just came off a Game 7 overtime winner on, I think it was Saturday night, so we'll see how fresh the Panthers are for that. On the NBA side, Game 1 of the Timberwolves and Nuggets was really good. A lot of people are hearing the name Anthony Edwards for the first time, and he's been lighting up the playoffs here so far for Minnesota, and that's going to be a fun series there.
Yeah, I think the Nuggets work best when their opponent is comfortable. I think the Timberwolves are definitely comfortable getting a win on the road, but now the Nuggets know what to expect, and especially if Rudy Gobert is missing. This could be a game changer as they head to Minnesota for games 3 and 4. In the MLB, we got one game on TV tonight. It's the Tigers at Guardians. That started about 30 minutes ago, actually, on FS1. So if you're interested in that, we will get a score update on that for you shortly. Locally, or at least relatively local, we got Rays playing the White Sox at 5:50. That game's going to start in about 10 minutes. And Marlins at Dodgers at 9:10. You can catch that game on ESPN+. And, Joe, you alluded to this before we went to break earlier. College football bowl season just became more interesting, did it not?
I'm taking my talents, that's right, to Arizona. Believe me, Arizona, baby.
Okay, so what he is hinting at there is that the Arizona Bowl in Tucson is becoming the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. According to Yahoo Sports, the game to be played on is to be played on the campus of the University of Arizona on December 28th, and it'll be the first college bowl game sponsored by an alcohol brand. It was formerly the Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl, and this joins a long list of frivolous bowl names. What, the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl, Pop-Tart Bowl, Cheez-It Bowl?
Listen, I'm not going to allow any hate on the Pop-Tart Bowl, for one thing. But yes, some of these bowl names are just so ridiculously long with the sponsorships that, of course, you know, it's not enough to just have the sponsor logo at midfield with the bowl logo. You got to call it the Rose Bowl game presented by so-and-so.
Yeah.
The FedEx Orange Bowl, as it was known for so long. This takes it to another level, though. The Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. Whoever the announcers are on the TV broadcast that game, I hope that every time they come in and out of the commercials, they have to say the whole thing, because that's ridiculous.
Well, and that's the thing. It just accentuates the whole money grab aspect of these, especially the non-playoff bowls. It's one thing when you had
I'll tell you what, though.
PlayStation Fiesta Bowl like
right.
that.
I'll tell you what, though. The care packages for the bowl game, the players.
Yeah,
you know, because all the bowls they present, they give the players like their, you know, their swag bag. That's going to be a pretty interesting one from old Snoop and Dre.
Oh, I'm sure it will. By the way, Tigers and Guardians are tied at one in the bottom of the second. So
all right.
That's what's going on there.
And we also had over the weekend, not one, not two, but three exciting races of various styles. We had, of course, the Kentucky Derby won by Mystic Dan.
Yeah.
I think it was 18-1 was the odds on that. His trainer says that he ate all of his dinner Sunday night, which is encouraging because there's questions about whether Mystic Dan will get to go for the Triple Crown. His trainer said he's not committed to the Preakness because of concerns about running the horse twice in 2 weeks. So we'll see if we get a Triple Crown winner or not taken away by the trainer's decision. So,
that's the thing. I was rooting for Society Man. He ended up, about middle of the road in Fierceness. That was the favorite.
And, I was rooting for Forever Young for only the song.
Ah, yeah, okay. I can get that. Forever Young, that's a cool one.
And also congrats to another photo finish winner, Kyle Larson, winning the NASCAR race. I think that was it last night, I think?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was either Saturday night or last night. I thought it was last night. And then also the F1 race was not won by Max Verstappen down in Miami. But a British racer took the checkered flag in the F1 race there. 5:44, let's get a quick check of the roads and weather before health, business, and science notes.
Okay, well, let's see. Looking at traffic here, man, we really got some backups developing on Pensacola Boulevard. If you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, you're basically going to be backed up to 9 Mile Road. Speaking of 9 Mile, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, we do have some backups still in that area. It's basically going to give you some trouble all the way back up to I-10. Not a ton going on in Pensacola outside of that. Gulf Breeze Parkway eastbound towards Tiger Point still giving us some minor issues. And outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much else that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, looking at our weather forecast, partly cloudy overnight tonight, 72. More sunshine Tuesday, 85. 73 again on Tuesday night, and partly sunny skies on Wednesday. Looks like our next rain chance is going to be on Thursday, with Thursday night into Friday potentially producing some severe weather, so we'll be on the lookout for that. Right now, National Weather Service just calling for a 40% chance of thunderstorms. Of course, that could change later on we get into the week. The FAA opening a new probe into Boeing 787 Dreamliner jets. The agency says Boeing informed it last month that employees may not have completed required inspections on the planes. The investigation will look to determine if the inspections happen and whether company employees may have falsified aircraft records.
Ooh. And Hormel is recalling two varieties of Planters nuts because of possible listeria contamination that could cause fatal infections. The products, Honey Roasted Peanuts and Deluxe Lightly Salted Mixed Nuts, were sent to Publix warehouses in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and North Carolina.
The latest advance in robotics is making machines more lifelike. Researchers at UT Austin have developed a stretchy electronic skin that mimics how human flesh works.
It can really make future humanoid have skins, both mechanically and electrically, mimicking human skin.
Nanshu Liu, a professor, says the sensors are accurate even when the skin is stretched to the limit. She envisions the technology used in robots that provide care to humans. Their so-called e-skin would allow the machines to softly wipe a patient or help them turn in a bed.
My goodness. A new study in Japan finds that watching sports boosts our mental health and generally makes us happier human beings.
They should talk to us. We'll see if our mental health is...
If you saw the shirt I was wearing, you would question.
Talk to Austin in January when his Steelers are losing to the Bills and see how much his mental health is in good standing.
Yeah, absolutely. Researchers scanned people's brains while they watched various sports and found it activated the reward circuits in their brain, which are linked to feelings of pleasure and happiness. They also found that people who regularly watch a lot of sports have more gray matter in those areas, which suggests it might even change your brain structure over time. For those seeking to enhance their overall well-being, regularly watching sports can serve as an effective remedy.
Depending on what SEC school you root for.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah, Wall Street is closing higher to start the week. Stocks rising on easing inflation fears. Dow Jones Industrial up 176 points. The NASDAQ rose 192, and the S&P 500 added 52. Mm. Some pop culture notes today. Actor Bernard Hill, dead at the age of 79. You know him as Captain Edward Smith on Titanic, the 1997 version, of course. He also played Theoden, King of Rohan, in the second and third films in the Lord of the Rings franchise. So very notable actor there on those two films in particular.
Oh, for sure. And The Fall Guy is claiming the top spot of the weekend box office. The action comedy made $28.5 million in its debut weekend in theaters. That's below projections of $30 to $40 million. The re-release of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, took second place after bringing in just over $8 million.
You know, I saw that. I texted my buddy who I used to have the AMC Stubbs membership with. I said, if I would have known, number one, that Star Wars was doing a re-release in theaters, and if we still had the AMC Stubbs membership, that would have been a movie that I would have gone to this weekend, for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I remember all of the hype and everything coming out of Star Wars Episode One. I didn't see it in theaters. It was like a Thanksgiving. We did a family reunion on my mom's side, so everybody came to our house for Thanksgiving in Columbus, Ohio. And my uncle got a suite in the nearby Embassy Suites Hotel. It was awesome. So all of the grandkids go over to the hotel that night, and it's around midnight, and we decide to order Episode 1, and we ordered Pizza Hut. It was just one of those memories. It's just
wholesome.
I fell asleep like 3 minutes into Episode 1. Too late start time. The pizza was great, but yeah, I never got to see it in theater, so that would have been cool. I could go to the theater to watch it, but it's not worth it. I see it on TV so much now.
Yeah. And lastly here real quick, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is returning on ABC to celebrate its 25th anniversary. Jimmy Kimmel will host and celebrities will compete for charity. He hosted the revival seasons in 2020 and 2021. The first episode will air on July 10th, and it premiered on August 18th, or 16th rather, yes. 1999 with Regis Philbin, which you said you remember. I remember it being like Meredith something, whatever the
name is. Meredith Vieira.
Yes, her.
I don't remember like the specific first episode. I do remember like I loved Regis's ties. They were like he of course hosted Regis and Kelly. Kathy Lee, I think, was also on there. But yeah, Regis and his ties. I remember the first time that somebody won $1 million on that.
Yeah, that's an iconic clip.
And some of the episodes there. The Netflix roast of Tom Brady was last night. A lot of jokes, of course, at Brady's expense, his ex-wife, teammates, former coach. But one joke got Brady out of the chair and him a little perturbed.
So Tom became a Patriot, moved up to New England, and on the first day of training camp, that scrawny rookie famously walked into the owner, Robert Kraft's office, and said, "I'm the best decision your organization has ever made." Would you like a massage? I love Robert Kraft.
Say that again.
Okay. He's having fun. Look at him.
Don't say that bleep again. That was Jeff Ross there delivering the monologue. Good stuff.
Yeah, that was rough. I mean, I think he should have expected that. It was a little bit awkward when he said it. I don't know if he truly took offense to it, but you got to expect that jokes like that are going to show up.
Absolutely.
So before we go to break here, we do have a pair of tickets to give away.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. My dude, you've reminded me like 8 times since we started this, and I've failed you on every turn.
No, that's no problem. But that is why I said lastly, after the last story that I did, because I'm like, we got to get these out. It's Showtime with Pensacola Children's Chorus. It's going to be on Friday, May 10th to Sunday, May 12th at the Sanger Theater. We got a pair of tickets to give away. Joe, what do you think people, real quick, should say?
Showtime.
Text Showtime to 850-437-1620 for this pair of tickets.
Pensacola
here.
Children's Chorus. All right, we'll take a break there. Let Austin get a winner. Wacky stories, good news to finish up hour number two.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to wavemenshealth.com and book your appointment today. Wavemenshealth.com.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. On April 11th, UWF launched the public phase of the Here for Good Capital campaign. Join us on May 9th on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn more about the university's most ambitious campaign to date and what it means for the future of our community. That's Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see, just still a little bit of congestion if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile. But we've got a lot if you're traveling northbound from there on Pensacola Boulevard or Palafox Street approaching 10 Mile Road. No confirmation of any accidents or anything that severe, but just a lot of backup still at this time. Outside of that, there's a little bit if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. But outside of that, Navarre Parkway, Caroline Street, all looking good. So there's not much that should hold you up.
All right, final check this hour with Alan.
The weather is warming up, but along the coast, we will have a breezy south wind that's going to keep things feeling a little cooler for those coastal areas. That south wind also will cause a high risk of rip currents as we head through the next several days. High temperatures are going to run mainly in the mid to upper 80s for the inland areas, so warmer for those inland spots. Overnight lows will be pretty close to 70 degrees, and there really isn't much of a chance for any rain. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Quick recap of the day's top stories. So conflicting reports out of Israel where, number one, the White House confirming earlier today that Hamas agreed to a proposed ceasefire. That came from National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Well, apparently Israel didn't get the message because Israel began earlier, about an hour or two ago, the offensive in Rafah after rejecting Hamas's ceasefire agreement. Israel Defense Forces say the IDF is currently conducting targeted strikes against terror targets in eastern Rafah in southern Gaza. Earlier, they ordered the evacuation of more than 100,000 people from the city. The White House today also confirming it's aware of a U.S. soldier that has been detained in Russia. So very few details known on that right now. As we finish up here on this hour, we got Channel 3 News coming up here at the top of the hour. Some wacky stories and good news that we all love to hear and talk about. A school district, Austin in Ohio, went on lockdown last week when Bigfoot was spotted walking around the campus and running past classroom windows.
Understandable.
The Sasquatch, of course, wasn't real. They later found out that it was a parent who was playing a prank on the school. You should probably give him a heads up first.
Yes.
Some elementary kids were outside at the time, and school officials quickly went into lockdown and were commended for doing so. The stunt caused panic, disrupting the school day. Thankfully, Bigfoot never got inside the school. The parent was apprehended by a school resource officer, and now prosecutors are reviewing the case, possibly bringing charges forward. Warranted, or should they just let this one go and chalk it up for good old-fashioned fun?
I mean, I don't know if they should bring charges, but they should say, hey, you know, fool, don't do this again. I mean, because it's like when you're a kid, you know, you do something without asking for permission out of fear that the person you're asking might say no, right? That's why you refrain from asking permission. So he may have known, he or she may have known that they were not supposed to do that, and they did it anyway, and it's just dumb. A new Popeyes location opened in England, and the first three customers got free food for a year. So some guy, who's remaining anonymous, camped out for 17 hours just so he could win and give the food to his local homeless shelter. He said that he plans to eat it himself here and there, but they're getting most of it. That's awesome.
A 16-year-old from Louisiana is graduating from high school and already set to go off to college. Alana Poulard has been accepted by 60 colleges and offered more than $1 million in scholarships, but she's staying home, going to LSU. She'll major in microbiology. After that, she's going to medical school with a plan to become a trauma surgeon. And this is not her first claim to fame. She first grabbed the attention of the internet when she was just 5 years young, after visiting the White House for a Wounded Warriors event and successfully getting President Obama to write her a school excuse note. So, Alana Poulard clearly going places.
Absolutely. And, I mean, an excuse note from Obama, I'd probably hold on to that and use it later on as well.
Yes.
Because that doesn't really lose its merit. A guy in Louisiana named Matt Buspis got woken up by a fire alarm at his condo, and it was a false alarm, but hey, he was up. So he went to go get coffee and was looking disheveled when he ran into a 9-year-old kid named Kelvin. Kelvin saw him and thought he was homeless, so he walked up and tried to give him a dollar, which was all the money he had. Matt owns a sporting goods store in Baton Rouge and decided to thank Kelvin by giving him a 40-second shopping spree, and it may not sound like a lot of time, but he got a bunch of cool stuff with it, including a brand new bike. So good for him.
That's awesome. All right, 5:59, that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up on Pensacola right now.